Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories.
The amusement parks at Coney Island welcome back visitors today for the first time in 18 months. Mayor de Blasio was on hand for the reopening ceremony along with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul and Senator Chuck Schumer.
The opening of Coney Island is a metaphor for New York City. We are getting back in business. And just like we had a roller coaster of a year, now all New Yorkers are eager to get back to business, to the boardwalk here at Coney Island and to many other places, and have some safe, socially distanced fun.
For the first time, there is paid admission to help control capacity at 33%. To visit the parks, you need to make a reservation online. Also opening today, Adventureland in Farmingdale, Long Island. It's for season ticket holders only today. The general public will be welcome tomorrow. Capacity will be limited to 33%. Face masks are mandatory along with social distancing. Disinfection of rides will be done frequently throughout the day. Advance reservations made online will be required. As plans advance for congestion pricing in Manhattan, there is growing opposition from across the Hudson. Members of the New Jersey congressional delegation are calling for fairness for New Jersey drivers who already pay massive Hudson River tolls.
Congressman Josh Gottheimer calls the congestion pricing Manhattan moocher tax. The New York DOT has been asking now the federal government for this final approval for the plan that would charge drivers to come into certain areas of Manhattan. Well, Gottheimer says his options available are to cut federal funding to the MTA in return.
And if they decide to go ahead without us, they're going to face this legislation, which basically does what it should do. It says, you want to rip off New Jersey drivers? I'm going to fight to stop it.
What does Luis think?
That's so miserable, man. No one could afford this, you know?
Looks like a real Jersey-New York battle brewing here.
If they want this Manhattan moocher tax and drive it through and screw Jersey drivers over and our commuters and our hard-pressed middle-class families, they could do so, but we're going to stand up and fight it every single step of the way, and what starts today.
Glenn Schuck, 1010 Wins in Fort Lee.
New York City schools are reminding parents that they have until this afternoon to opt in so their children can have in-person classroom learning. Mayor de Blasio says younger students who choose to opt in now will be back in school buildings this month. These include students in 3K, pre-K, elementary school, and those in District 75. He says older students are included in the new opt-in period, but more work needs to be done in bringing those additional middle and high school students back to campus. Parents can find out more online. Call 311 as well. Governor Phil Murphy and his wife Tammy will tour a mass vaccination site in Atlantic City today. They will also roll up their sleeves and get the COVID vaccine. Murphy says they got their appointments, like everyone else, online. Despite rumors to the contrary, we're told that the rapper DMX is still alive. That word comes from his manager, Steve Rifkin, and Loud Records. Rifkin says the family will release a statement today. DMX, whose real name is Earl Simmons, is currently on life support at White Plains Hospital. He suffered a heart attack last week, and his brain was deprived of oxygen for about 30 minutes as medics worked to revive him. Sources have told TMZ that Simmons was left with little brain activity. DMX is 50 years old.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds. Visit 1010winds.com or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.